T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Tennessee Titans is a group that runs the ball and runs the ball with Henry, and they run the ball with Henry repeatedly at you. And not only do we have to stop the run initially, but this is a guy that averages about 25 carries a game. So regardless of how the game is going, you better be prepared to answer that element of the challenge. He wears you down. He's capable, and they're capable of winning by attrition. You saw last week, he's also big play capable. It's really astounding that a back his size is capable of going to the house just about every time he touches it.
Always have a physical defense, but they always have a good defense. Always has a stout front, physical linebackers, guys that are physical in the back end as well, fast, just all around good defense. They've been playing incredible football on that side of the ball. It's going to be a big challenge for us come Sunday.
Dating back to last year, this guy's got a highlight reel of big runs, unlike which I have never seen over that type of a time span. You know, a lot is written and said about his size, his stiff arm, his power, and those things, and all of those things are true, but the damage that he does when he gets in open space, that he's able to couple those attributes with sprinter speed, is just ridiculous.
All right, thank you, Ozzie. Mike Tomlin, Derrick Henry in there too. Steelers and Titans, battles of two 5-0 teams, but a lot of people making it out to be Steelers run defense versus Derrick Henry, the league's leading rusher and a guy that has gone for over 2,000 yards in his last 16 games. Malzi, how are you?
I'm good, Pony. How are you?
I'm pumped. We got Craig in there. He's already on the phone. I think he's on the phone with his bookie. He's getting tremendous information right now.
Craig, one of the only people whose tremendous information gathering is often limited to seeing what one person in particular may or may not be saying about the game and then fading it.
I have like a stat on that. Yes, I have a stat on that whole concept later in the show, much later in the show, but not right now. I'm going to start you guys with a little brain teaser, little exercise, Craig. Don't they say old people should do that every day? That they should do something to...
People are supposed to exercise their brains every day, not just old people.
Do a puzzle or do something that...
My dad's not going to love this because it's calling him an old person, I guess, but he does Sudokus every day to keep the old brain sharp.
Okay. This is Pony and Muller Sudoku.
Zeiss can do Rubik's Cubes in, like, very short order, so... But yep. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
About him interviewing Sean Parnell?
No, it was going to be like, so Zeiss is obviously very smart, but is it like combine stuff?
Oh,
because it's like a Mamula.
Let's go, Bucks!
Because like the man who can do Rubik's Cubes that quickly, is it more like a Mamula performance at the combine? Because then he's singing songs like that.
He mastered the
Wonderlic
test.
He mastered all the drills.
Yes,
he mastered all the drills, but that was it.
Here we go. Last 90 games, so this is going back to 2015, the Steelers have allowed 13 100-yard rushing performances by 12 running backs. You guys want to try to name them? I'll give you three strikes. 12
last
running backs
games
that have gone for the century mark against the Steelers. This includes the playoffs.
Leonard Fournette.
He had two. That's why I said 12. I've had 13. Yeah. He's the only one with two. Very memorable, Malzi.
Oh, yeah. Real memorable. Craig, would you like to alternate here?
We'll play
alternate
you go.
Shot,
I'm thinking.
Much like Mickelson and Barkley. So 90 games. Holy boy. Nick Chubb.
Nope. There's strike one.
How far back's 90 games?
I said 2015.
2015, okay.
We're talking about five-plus seasons worth of Steelers football. Five games this year, playoff games, and regular season games going back to 2015. Only
100-yard rusher.
Yep, only 12 guys have done
Terrell
it.
Terrell Pryor.
No!
He said running backs. Joe Mixon?
I thought he just said 100-yard games, period.
Joe Mixon's right.
All right, don't count the Pryor thing. I was trying to get cute. And Craig was waffling. No, he's been out of the league. Oh, crap. This is harder than I thought it was going to be. No, just easy there, pal. I'm trying to think of a Patriots running back here.
I was going to say Sony Michel, just trying to think of that, but he's not on there.
No, but I don't say that. No, it's not him.
I take it
back. It's a rare feat.
Oh, man, this is bugging the hell out of me right now.
It basically happens twice a year.
It should be easier to figure this out. Raheem Mostert.
Nope. Once every eight games or so, this happens. A running back goes for over 100 yards against the Steelers defense.
Is there a Christian McCaffrey game in there?
Okay, that's a strikeout.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to punch you out here, Joe West style. Okay, here's the list, and the names are hilarious, okay? I'll start with last. There have been none this year. Gus Edwards last year had the only one. He went for 130. 2 years ago, Joe Mixon, Philip Lindsay.
Ah!
2017, Fournette did it twice. Jordan Howard went for a 140. Alex Collins went for 120. Alfred Blue, 108. Do you know who Alex Collins or Alfred Blue played for?
Texans.
Blue is the Texans, yeah.
I was trying to think if there was a Texans player.
Good job.
Alex Collins?
Yeah.
He sounds like the name of a detective on like a really crappy CBS pilot.
Packers?
No, he was the Ravens running back for a long, for like 2 or 3 years. Alex Collins.
That just went right down into the memory hole
yep.
for me. I
2016,
like
Jay Ajayi went for 204.
I remember that game. Yeah. Okay.
Zeke Elliott, 114. Isaiah Crowell, 152. And then 2015, Justin Forsett, 150. Sharkhandrick West, 110. That's your list of running backs that have gone for 100 yards or more against the Steelers. I use that to make this point. The whole week, the national football media narrative has been Steelers versus Derrick Henry. And that is, they're chasing the wrong story. They're focusing on the wrong part of this game. Almost always, the Steelers stop the run. They played Derrick Henry. Remember that game a couple years ago on, I think it was Thursday Night Football with the video game camera angles, and they blew out the Titans, and that's all we talked about? It was such a lousy game. We were, the next day, it was like, how did they make us watch a game like this? It was like we were playing Madden, and Craig loved it because he loves Madden.
Oh, that was great.
He had, I think, 30 yards in that game. He did practically nothing. So they faced him before. Now, he was in a different role at the time, but it's not like Derrick Henry is a complete unknown to them. They've shut down big running backs. We know what they did to Saquon Barkley. The game is about Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, Chris, it's like everybody made up their mind that he was a bad quarterback, and I am guilty of this. Everybody thought he sucked because of what he was in Miami. He was a first-round bust. And now it is almost impossible for people to give him credit where it's due. His numbers, his passer rating, he has made 15 starts. Regular season starts for Tennessee, 15. His passer rating in those games are better than what Mahomes did when he won an MVP 2 years ago and better than what Lamar Jackson did last year. They are facing a quarterback that is playing like one of the best quarterbacks of all time this week. And I'm hearing things on TV like, well, you know, dare Ryan Tannehill to beat you. By smart people are saying those things. So this game...
Names.
Ryan Clark said it today. I heard Ryan say, you know, it's about daring Ryan Tannehill to beat you.
I'm a little surprised.
Bouchette yesterday, dare Tannehill to beat you. Stop Derrick Henry first.
I think if you dare Tannehill to beat you, he's going to beat you, most likely. And I think like what Steve Palazzolo said to us yesterday is the most like relevant thing to all of this discussion. So the people that are saying dare Tannehill to beat you, I think are doing it under the auspices of he can't just drop back and beat you. because those people all believe that you need to get Derrick Henry going to then get the play-action passing game going, but that's patently false. As Steve and other PFF guys have told us, you can come off the bus doing play-action and it works just fine. Ryan, to me, the entire week this has been about, can Ryan Tannehill exploit Robert Spillane? Or if you were, it's not a sexy matchup because it's not Derrick Henry versus the Stillers, which is why you're getting all that, because the national people and the producers who put those shows together know that that absolutely gets people's juices flowing.
But it only Saying works that way because Tannehill failed in Miami. If this was his first team, if he were drafted by the Titans with these numbers, that would
maybe, Maybe, but it's also because Tannehill versus a replacement inside linebacker is not, as like angles go for the national media, a sexy angle. It's an accurate one, but they want to get viewers, whether it's real story or not.
So last week, the Browns game, the very real matchup was Steelers run defense versus Browns rushing offense, right? The number one rushing offense in the NFL. That didn't stop people from saying, Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield, Baker Mayfield. What can Baker do? Can he prove himself? This is a respect game for him. This is a game where he's got to prove to people that he can play because he's a lightning rod player. Tannehill has already spit the bit in one place and was a bust. And I think that has clouded this whole discussion this week. We should be focusing more on Ryan Tannehill. You, the Steelers fan out there, should not be thinking so much about like a Vince Williams Derrick Henry collision. It should be, holy crap, our secondary has not been that good this year. And now we're facing a quarterback that has been better than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. There.
And you have to face a wide receiver in A.J. Brown, who, as much as people love Chase Claypool, is probably better than anybody on your roster at the moment. And he's damn good.
I can't think of a quarterback that in our lifetime has the Ryan Tannehill career arc where he was a first round pick, absolutely, you know, was atrocious, or not always atrocious, but was deemed not good enough to be an NFL franchise quarterback, and is writing a second chapter somewhere else where he is now playing.
What about Tommy Maddox?
Maddox was never at this level.
Well, no, here's what is the unusual thing.
Jim Plunkett is like the only...
Maddox was not at this level. The unusual thing about Tannehill is that it was essentially immediate. There's an exile from Miami. He latches on with Tennessee, and no one's really paying attention. It's okay, Tannehill, maybe he'll get a chance to prove it. And the turnaround was immediate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
that
Steve
is
Young,
what is so unusual.
Steve Young.
It goes year to year.
Well, Brett Favre, I guess, would be another one, right? I mean, like, there.
But he was a guy who never. Wasn't he blocked at that point in Atlanta?
He was a second round pick who didn't even really play. You're right.
Right. That's my point. He never really got a shot there. I think it's a unique story in my lifetime. Like, I don't even count Steve Young or a guy who's in the USFL or anything like that. Ryan Tannehill was basically, this is his career summed up so far in like three sentences. Drafted by Miami, bad, you know, mediocre to at times average for the Dolphins, elite with the Titans. It happened in a span of months, basically.
I'm not scared of Derrick Henry in this game. I guess that's the border. Like, this is not a guy who is, like, Doran's the horror. He could name all the guy, like, all the scary movies.
He's not the Candyman, or he's not the guy from Scream. He's not Ghostface.
Freddy Krueger.
You're Jason Voorhees. How many games since Tannehill took over as the starter? So games he started with Tennessee. How many do you think he's had a passer rating under 90, which I would call like a benchmark of average?
I think maybe
play
two.
At this point? Two. Yep. A loss to Carolina last year and that ugly win over Minnesota a couple games ago. He's had a whole lot, like the majority of his starts. This is sickening. Basically, a majority have been over 130. Since he's come to Tennessee and started.
And even in Miami, he's 2-0 all time against the Steelers, and the Dolphins in those games averaged 32 points per game. So he's the real test.
It's a Ryan Tannehill game.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.